Hello.
Good evening. Is Matthew McCott there?
This is him.
Good evening. My name is Chris, and I'm calling from Pennsylvania Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. We're conducting a voluntary opinion survey about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. To begin, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you very much. And we know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I'll probably vote.
Thank you. And the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. Now, just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white, African-American, or black?
I'm white.
Thank you. And what is your age for statistical purposes?
I'm 27.
Thank you. Thinking about your political approach to issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, progressive, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Progressive.
Thank you. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want President and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focused on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and a 0 if it
is... Up on regular? Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. And a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is making housing more affordable.
10.
Fighting inflation and improving the economy.
8.
Reducing crime and gun violence.
3.
Protecting Social Security and Medicare?
8.
Protecting abortion and reproductive rights?
8.
Thank you very much. Now, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president?
Disapprove.
And is that somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel, and if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, please just let me know. The first one is Democrats in Congress.
30.
Joe Biden.
10.
The Food and Drug Administration, or FDA.
50.
Thank you very much. Now, I want to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, should be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number, once again, between 0 and 10. The first one is authorizing less harmful tobacco products to help adults who smoke move away from cigarettes.
15.
Oh, this time it is from 0 to 10.
Oh, okay. 3.
Thank you. Restricting fatty foods and sugary beverages.
3.
Authorizing prescription medication.
Four.
Educating the public about food safety and diet and nutrition.
7.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Now, it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
I don't support a ban on cigarettes to people under age 21.
But and the question is to adults 21 and over? Oh my God.